You were married. Is your husband dead?
Mm-hmm. He's been dead 4 years.
How old would he be if he were living?
Well, he was 4 years older than I was. I am.
4 years older than you, so mm-hmm. He'd be 75 if living. And what was his religion?
He was a Baptist.
And what was his occupation?
Lawn and automobile salesman. Biggest fool about automobile and bikes on my life. And he was a good mechanic, too.
Well, let's see. What schools did he go to?
Now, I can't tell you much about that because he came from Carrollton. Up in there somewhere, they had schools up in there. And I that's all I know.
Okay. He was born up near Carrollton,
mm-hmm. I think probably maybe Sand Hill out from Carrollton, but you can just say Carrollton.
Do you know where his ancestors came from, such as Germany or England? Or?
It seemed to me like they didn't come from it. Seems to me like they came from Alabama. Now, I wouldn't be sure, but I think they did.
Okay, here's some questions, and these are all real easy. There's no right or wrong on these. It's just what you would say. That's what I want to know. Because what we're trying to do is get the words that people in this community use, and they're no better or worse than any other words, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later
this evening, I suppose.
All right. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
daylight.
I'm looking for a word that has sun in it. You say, I got up this morning before
daybreak. That would be sun.
Can you think of another?
With sun in it. Got up this morning. Before the sun was shining, would that be right?
Well, yeah, that'd be all
that
right.
That would be all right. Well, I have gotten up, but not too many days. When I wake up, I get up.
If you had to say sunrise or sunup, which would you say?
Sunrise, I suppose.
All right. What do you call that time of day when the sun disappears? You might say, I need to get the cows in before
dark.
I'm looking for a word with sun in it again.
Before sundown.
Sundown. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is what?
It's unsettled, I suppose. I don't know why you'd say that.
Well, it's been raining, and now it's going to be good weather. And you say when it starts doing this, you say that the weather is
breaking out.
All right. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long? So it's a hard rain, and it's very short.
Hard rain, and be what I'd call it. I don't know what I would call it. Just. Had a good rain. I just heard old people say it just had a good rain.
Okay.
Oh, you know, glad to get a good rain in the gardens when everything was growing.
Exactly. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.